Okay, Lydia, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So the meeting with a sponsor panel is opening. I say, hi, my name is Lydia from Sweden. I'm an adult child. Welcome to the 6th European annual event organized by the ACA European Committee. We're doing 8 virtual meetings today between 10 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central European time. And you can see the full program on acawsoec.org. The link will be in the chat window below. This is a sponsor panel meeting with 4 invited speakers, and time for questions and sharing will be afterwards. Please note that only the active speakers are unmuted, and also we have turned off everybody's cameras for meeting safety. If you would like to share, then you can use the raise hand feature below, and you will be unmuted when it is your turn to speak. We will begin with reading the 12 steps, and I have asked Maria L. from Sweden to read them. Maria, are you here?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
My name is Maria, and I am an adult child from Sweden, Karlstad, and I'm going to read the steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over the effects of alcoholism or other family dysfunction, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made the decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand God. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct demands to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory and, when we were wrong, promptly admit it. 11. So through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others who still suffer and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you. Please join me now for opening the meeting with the ACA Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thank you. So let's open the meeting with the first panelist, Anja from Denmark. Welcome.
Me now? You can hear me now, right? Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for inviting me on this meeting. I guess that this is just like the last time, right, that I talk about sponsorship and how I do it, right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Well, I've been in ACA for 13 years now. I came to the program for the first time after my mother died to the disease, and she died in 07, March 07. And I remember my first meeting, I was really scared, and I was looking at all these people sitting around smiling at me, and I was like, why are you smiling? Stop smiling. There's nothing to smile about. And then I left scared as hell, but there was something there that I haven't felt before. It was like this hand was reaching inside of me and just squeezing the part of me that hurt the most. And I haven't tried that in therapy or anywhere else. So it was a really new experience for me. And that was actually why I came back. And I came back and goofed around the program for like a year and a half without a sponsor, just doing a workshop and scratching the surface a little bit because I was scared and I was too busy living out my disease still. And then I hit a bottom, a big one, a year and a half after I entered the program, and I decided, well, now it's time for me to find a sponsor. And I did, and she was a tough one. She also was in NA and had done the steps there. But that was what I needed. I needed one, a sponsor who could, you know, put me in my place, if I can say it like that, you know, because I needed boundaries. I never had boundaries. I didn't know what they were. So I really needed someone who could tell me to stop and really stop me because I couldn't do it myself. And she told me, well, we're going to start with talk together every day for a month to get to know each other. And then afterwards, we're going to start the steps. And we did. And I decided very early on that I wanted to be honest with her, completely honest all the way through, because I wanted to get better and I wanted my recovery. And I thought, well, there's no shortcuts here. The only one I'm cheating is myself. If I do that, so I need to just, you know, lay flat down and surrender completely. And I did, and the journey began. And it was an amazing experience. It was a journey inwards to get to know myself better. And I love the fourth step. Many people are very afraid of that, but not me. That was where I got to know myself for the first time and kind of fell in love with myself because I could see that there was a person behind all the insanity. And that was a really eye-opener for me. But there was still a long way to go. But I completed the steps and I kept her as a sponsor for 5 years. And we did the steps several times. But at a point, I needed something more. I needed someone more gentle, someone who was capable of love, of loving the inner child. And she was not there. So I found a new sponsor and I started therapy because I knew that if I would have to develop myself and do more recovery, I needed to find my inner loving parent and I needed to find the gentle side of me and not being so hard on myself and judgmental on myself. And then I found my new sponsor and we started the steps and it was a completely different way to go. But that was what I needed at that time. And she really helped me to be compassionate about myself and be gentle. Every time I was struggling, we were talking about how to sit with myself, hug myself, love myself, not judge myself. And it's been hard. It's been really, really hard because I didn't know how to do that. So it was on my knuckles every time in the beginning because I was scared of all these feelings, of all these emotions, all these feelings about I'm not worthy of this love. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. I should just punish myself and my higher power is punishing me because I didn't do it good enough. And I had to delete all that.
2 minutes left.
Thank you. And I'm still working on that. But that's also what I'm passing on to my sponsees, because I have sponsees now. And in the beginning, for me as a sponsor, I was a tough one, just like my first sponsor was. And now I've changed that. So I have sponsees now where I also learn what I've learned now, to be more gentle and be more loving and understanding and accepting them where they are. So if they're struggling with something, it's really important for me not to judge them and just let them be where they are and be with the emotions that they have, and just send love their way and understanding, because that was what I didn't receive as me growing up. And I can hear that that's the same thing they need. And I really experience that it helps a lot. It really makes growth possible, because they're not so scared to tell me the truth and what they're going through and what they're feeling, because no judging from me. And that's, I think that's really important, to have a full recovery, the benefits of the program. Yeah. I don't know if I've used all my time now, but I could keep talking about this for an hour. So
30 seconds.
Sorry?
30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. But thank you for letting me share here and be a part of this. It's an honor for me, and I hope that you can use what I've talked about. And thank you.
Thank you, Anja. Thank you for your story. We will continue with Marie from Sweden. Are you with us, Marie? Welcome.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much. My name is Marie. I'm an adult child from Sweden. This is my first time talking at the panel. A little bit nervous, but I think I'll do it fine. I grew up with an alcoholic father. Me and my twin sister is the oldest of five. I see I have to have my glasses on to see what I have written. There was alcohol and there were abuse in my family when I was a child. And my mother was very codependent to my father. He was beating her up once in a while. So I've seen that sometimes when I was a kid. But I learned to not show anything and not talk about it. It was a secret. We were about to keep it all inside the walls of our house. So I was taught to be a good girl. As an adult, I had normalized my childhood, and I didn't understand that it had been a problem until I was around 30 years old. And then I started to go to a psychologist and therapy. So in 2015, in February, a little bit more than 5 years ago, I hit the bottom. And by a coincidence, I met an ACA, an adult child, who took me to a meeting. And I remember the feeling after the first meeting. I was so vulnerable, so scared, so shaking into my very core, because there were people sitting there. They were listening to me. They were not interrupting me. They were understanding me. They could feel the same feelings that I did. I wasn't alone. My world was totally shaking. But I also found that this was the place I was supposed to be in. So I started to do the steps in the step group, but it didn't work out so well, because everybody didn't come and some didn't do the steps. So after 4 months, I found a sponsor and started all over from the start again with step one with her. And she is still my sponsor today. When I did all the steps with her, it took about a year to do all the steps, because I didn't want to hurry. I want started to feel all the feelings I had and try to remember all the things. So after I had done all the steps, I started to be a sponsor myself, because I had decided from the very start that I wanted to do all the steps before I started to sponsor. And that's also a journey to start sponsor, because everybody, every sponsee is different, and the first sponsee is the first mirror you get on your step working. So I couldn't fall back to what I had done, my old habits. I couldn't fall back to the codependence person that I've been, and I couldn't go back to fixing, and I couldn't go back to the it's all up to me thinking. Because then I would fall into the emotional intoxication again. So sponsoring is a very good way of healing. So when I sponsor, I of course use the steps. That's not even have to be said. But I think it's much about listening, to hear the inner child, so that we can pass by those don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, and don't remember. So we can be our own loving parents again. So I think the sponsoring for me is much about listening. It's much about mirroring what I hear. And it's much about connecting to the feelings, the inner child, the memories, the self-love, and to remind all of ourselves that we are innocent. As children, we could do nothing about what we saw, heard, experienced, what our parents did, and to get that innocence also may lead to that we might be able to forgive ourselves and forgive our parents. And of course, as a sponsor, it's also about making the sponsee connect to their inner loving parent and their higher power. I have some, to not fall into codependence with my sponsees, I never discuss my problems with my sponsees. I always take my problems with my sponsor.
2 minutes left.
Thank you. 2 minutes. To not create the codependent rescue parenting relationship between the sponsor and the sponsee. And I have four big hold on to's that I have. Of course, I have the first is my higher power. The second is to discuss things with my sponsor. The third is the serenity prayer, because it helps me to see what is mine and what is others, and most things is not mine. And the fourth is a metaphor of an egg, because I see an egg, if it cracks from inside, it becomes life. So if you get an insight in yourself, you get to know the emotion, you get in touch with something in yourself, then you evolve and the egg cracks from the inside. If you crack it from the outside, if you push, punish, force, do anything from the outside, it becomes a pancake. You can eat a pancake and you can live on that, but it doesn't make you evolve from the inside. So I try to think about that. I've also seen in my sponsorship that it is a process of growing, like so much other things in the ACA. So my way of sponsoring has evolved during my time in ACA, in limits, in what time I have, how many sponsees I take responsibility for in my life. And I've also, there was someone else saying to me once upon a time that the most important person in your life is yourself. So you can live with other people, but you can't live for other people. So the sponsoring in ACA has been a gift for me in learning and in giving what I have got from my sponsor. But it has also learned to build respect and trust and to heal things in myself that I would never have been able to do when I was still in my self-centeredness and victimized thinking. So I'm grateful for all that I've learned, and I say thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Marie, for your story. We will move on to the next speaker, and this is Victor from Denmark. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for the invitation. My name is Victor from Denmark, and I'm an adult child. When Hasse called me and asked me if I would be in the panel, I got so nervous. And I called two of my friends from ACA and said, oh, could I do this? And they said, Victor, just be as you are. No control, no manuscript. So here we go. I followed the program today and now I feel like crying. yeah, that's just the way it is. I will give a short life story, very short, and then I'll talk about the sponsorship. I joined the ACA 3.5 years ago, and when I came into the program, I had had stress, breakdown, depression, and I had 3 or 4 times a week I considered to go down the forest and hang myself. That was as bad as it was. So I came into the program, and so far I've done the steps 2 times. I'm on my 3rd round with the same sponsor. And when I was in the 9th step, he said, now you have to consider being a sponsor. And I got so nervous. I did put the issue over to my higher power and say, okay, you tell me what to do and I'll just do it. And there will be no discussion. And within the first month, that's 2.5 years ago, I got 3 sponsees. Maybe I should say I have 3 sponsees right now. And I have had 13 sponsees in all in these 2.5 years. The first 3 sponsees, I was just being there listening and helping them, giving them strength, and I think most of all I gave them energy just to do the steps and the work. And then something happened, and at the 4th sponsee, it was like my program was like opening. It did start to work in another way, and I was so surprised. I called my sponsor, and he said, "Oh, the same thing happened with to him." And I realized that there are 2 issues for me in sponsorship: how you sponsor, and then there's the other one, the first one, just do it. And I just did it, and from there till now, it has been a gift to me, a journey. And the way I'm sponsoring right now is very different from the beginning. It's different. Maybe I should say I've had some great experience. And one I will mention is I had a sponsee, and he really pissed me off. And I got so upset. I didn't tell him. And then I called my sponsor. I said, this sponsee, it's never going to work. And he just said, oh, okay, this is the mirror. And I realized, that's a gift. Today, when I sponsor, I said to my sponsees very early, you can look forward to the day that you get the sponsor. And then I tell them about all the recovery. An example. I have a sponsee, and he's an AA. He has 20 years in the program. He's done a lot of steps, and I had to tell him, say, okay, you have much more experience than I have, but I have the ACA program, and I started doing, we read the 8th chapter, The Solution, and he said, I can't reach my inner child. That was during the COVID-19, and I said, let's try on Messenger. I'll try to guide you through the inner child diary exercise, where you write with your dominating hand and answer with the other one, and he got connection, and we were sitting in each end of the country, and he got connection, and it was magic. And I really felt that I was here, I was passing on the program to another guy. And I know every time I do that, I grow as a man, as an ACA member, and I really feel that I can keep my own program only by passing it on. And this particular sponsee, we have laughed and we have cried, and I really feel that I'm a friend. This is really that there's a connection. And then I always say to him, thank you when we
hang up.
Thank you for recovery, and we are both laughing. And then I quote the 11th chapter. And when I start with a sponsee, we always share life stories, and we read the 11 chapters. And I always quote that the sponsor he gets more than he gives. And they all, and then I say, I ask a lot of HV questions. I said, how does that sound for you? And they said, oh, is it so? I thought, yeah, but now you know I get the most, and I get the, I learn how to listen. And then we go from there. And then I start, during the sponsorship, I tell them how I sponsor, and I really prepare them. I make them make a list of all the objection for being a sponsor, and say, oh, I have to do more meetings, have another year. What if I get an answer I can't answer? And I use the index. I say, okay, let's try and let's see it. And then I say, when I said the same as you, I had the same objections, and when they do the 12 steps, all of them had is become a sponsor, and some of them have had one, two, or three sponsees. For me, it works between two or three sponsees. And the last thing I would say is here during the COVID, the last sponsee stopped, and I had no sponsees, and I was like, what do I do? And then I called my sponsor, and he said, Bill and Bob. They asked the sponsees, oh, can I sponsor you? And I did that just to try it. And the first one I said, can I sponsor you? And will you come to my home group and do your, tell your life stories? And said, yes, and yes. And the second one also said yes to sponsoring. I just wanted to say that. I think I've used my time. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Victor, for your story and for sharing how it is for you to sponsor. We have our last speaker, and this is Lina from Lithuania. Are you with us? You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. I'm a little child from Lithuania. I'm a little nervous and excited to be here with you. I'll start from my story, family. So I grew up in a dysfunctional family. My mother had mental health issues, and she had... Yeah, so I grew up in a dysfunctional family. My mother had mental health issues, and she had alcohol problems. And my parents divorced when I was around 12 years old, and my mother left. And I grew up with my sister and my father. And I had a fear-based relationship with my father. He was controlling, and the relationship was cold. I felt very lonely, very different than other people, and I had strong social anxiety. So before 4 years, I came to ACA because I couldn't be among people. I had this issue, very strong issue. So, and when I came to first ACA meeting, one woman came to me, and she was warm to me, and she spoke to me. And when I continued attending the meetings, and she was, I listened to her, and I liked what she had. She was popular. She had friends, and I wanted to have those things. So I asked her to be my sponsor, and she agreed, and we started working the steps. I worked with steps, and I also called her on a daily basis when I had issues. I had a lot of issues. It was difficult for me to answer the message to, I don't know, anything. So I called her a lot, and what I learned to do the things that I would like to do last, like to go and talk with people, to accept invitations like this one, for example. And also one of the biggest things that I'm very grateful for her, so for my job, because I went to the job that I wanted, but I didn't feel worth it, and I got that job. Yeah, so she was my loving parents' voice, because I think when I came to ACA, I had only my critical parents' voice in my head, and I started to trust her voice as a loving parents' voice and to internalize it. So yeah, so I finished those steps with her, and then she said to me to be a sponsor, because it's like a part of recovery, and I didn't feel ready. Like in majority of things, I don't feel ready. I don't feel worth, but she said, yeah, just try it. And then I got my first sponsee, and we started working with steps, but I didn't set boundaries when I was at the meetings with her, so I followed her reactions. I had difficulty to share in the meetings when she was there, because I was afraid to say something wrong. And eventually she left the ACA and the step work, and I felt very guilty for that. I took it very personally. And I said that I won't do it ever again, because, But then I continued to attend the meetings, and I heard one woman who shared that I related to her, and she was looking for a sponsor. So I suggested myself to her that we could work the steps together, and she agreed. So this time it was different. She was motivated to do the steps. So I just shared my experience, and this time I understood how it helped me. So as she shared her story, so I could get off my head, because I had a lot of anxiety and a lot of thoughts, how to solve my feelings, not to feel, but how to solve that feelings like sadness, anxiety. And when I listened, I could just be out of my head at the present moment. And after those meetings, I felt more at peace. And also give me a sense of meaning, that my suffering has meaning, because I can understand other people's suffering and relate to it. And And also now recently she changed her career path, and she became an actress, and it really inspired me just to dream. Yeah, because I have fear to dream, so that it could be, I could get more in life than I can think of.
2 minutes.
Yeah, and then I had a third sponsee. She was my mother's age, and it was impressive to me that I experienced really, she had much broad experience than me. She had family, children, and we could still be in equal relationship with her, and I could relate to her story. What was important to me to understand that I shared, for example, my ninth step in experience, but I didn't, for example, I didn't say sorry to my immediate family. I only changed the behavior, and she did all of that. She went to her children, her previous husband, to her father, and talked with them. So in total, I understood that I can only share, help people by sharing my experience, and I don't need to rescue them. They do what they want, and I don't have control over their recovery. So yeah, it helps me to heal, I think. So yeah, so I wanted to share that. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Lena. Thank you for sharing. We will now open the room for questions and shares. And it will be questions to all of the panelists and sharing if you'd like. Please use the raise hand function if you'd like to speak. And we encourage all ACA members from all different countries to share openly about their experiences. to allow as many people as possible to share or ask questions, we ask each person to limit their sharing to 2 minutes. So I open the room for questions and sharing.
And then the first one is Marlene. You are muted, so you have to unmute yourself.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for listening to your stories and experiences how to sponsor. And my question is, because I worked through the Yellow Book with a group of fellow travelers, and I have heard that it is better in ACA to work with fellow travelers. My question is if there is a list where you can find sponsors. Yeah, because I do not know no one who's available to sponsor. And yeah, that's my question.
I could answer on that, because we have collected a couple of names who are free for us to be sponsors. So I will put up that in the chat later. And also, if there is anyone available as a sponsor, please write that in the chat and I will add that to the list. But this is just to provide information. We are like pass the information on. So it has nothing to do with the European Committee. We just pass the information on. So you will have it in the chat in the end of the meeting. Does that answer your question, Molly?
Yeah, thank you very much. And another question connected with that is, I have a sponsor in another fellowship, and I have sponsored in a lot of different fellowships yet. But in ACA, I have no sponsor. If someone asks me if I would sponsor an ACA, and I have done the steps with fellow travelers, do you think I can sponsor an ACA even if I only have a sponsor in another fellowship?
The panelists, feel free to answer the question.
Okay, I would like to answer. First of all, my recommendation is if you look for a sponsor, each time you share at meetings, you can mention, I'm looking for a sponsor. And then the second one, yes, you can. I have sponsored, I did a white workbook we have in Denmark. And then I was asked, can you take a sponsee who was half the way, he was left sacked by his sponsor. And he did the yellow workbook. And then I called my sponsor and saying, can I do this? And he said, yes, you can. You just have to listen. You have just have to be there. So my answer is yes, you can, and do it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Here we have next one.
Then we go to Yolanta.
Hi, everyone. Yolanta, ACI. Thank you, everybody, for the shares. My question is, because I also worked in the other fellowship, why I looked at the sponsors more like authority figure and maybe even codependency, and coming to ACA and doing the steps also with a fellow traveler, just a little bit different experience. It feels like more equal, and I also have issue with that. It's like even hearing those messages like, why do I need higher power if I have a sponsor? So what do you think about that? Thank you.
I think just a question to you. Have you read the 11th chapter about sponsorship?
No, not in the ACA yet.
Okay. My suggestion is read that It's only 24 pages. I've read it a lot, and I still read it. Each time I get a new sponsee, I read it, and each time I learn something new. Read that, and then quote when you get a sponsee, quote from that chapter, and ask the sponsee, what do you think about this, and what do you think about that, and have a talk about it. The first time I had an AA sponsee here in ACA, and he said to me, I was ready to do everything you asked me to do. And I just looked at him and said, oh, that's not going to happen. We're equal. And he said, oh, I'm so relieved now that we can talk the way we can. So 11th chapter. Thank you.
Someone else who want to answer that? Or?
Yeah, I can add one thing. I was thinking about in the question, and it's that as adult children, we are often afraid of authorities, and therefore the sponsor can't be an authority because that's in a child afraid. So we have to be more equal when we are sponsoring in the ACA to make it to make our inner child feel safe. Yeah.
Okay, then we go to Monica C.
Hello, Monica.
Much for all the panelists for your wonderful shares. Thank you for leading this meeting. My friend just invited me at the last minute this morning, and I'm so glad that I tuned in. And this is extremely helpful. I've been in ACA for over 4 years, and I just picked up two women who'd like me to sponsor them. So I'm really grateful to hear all your shares about what works, how you do it, what doesn't work. I will definitely reread chapter 11 before I go forward. And I just want to, I really like what you said about being equal and welcoming the inner child in and to make them safe, because I've had some tough sponsors, not in ACA, but in Al-Anon. And I heard one of the first ladies shares that she needed somebody a little bit more gentle. And I feel like I'm at that place right now where I encourage my sponsees. This is a recovery of self-discovery, and to be gentle with themselves and take breaks and to invite that self-love in and make a lot of mistakes and not do it perfectly. Because for me, I'm a perfectionist, and I know the women that I've been attracting that want what I have, they struggle with the same things, and that's why they've reached out for help to me. So thank you again. I look forward to hearing you again in the future. I'll mute.
I would like to add a little thing here. With my first sponsees, I had all sorts of trouble and problems, and there were things that I didn't know how to do it because it was the first one. And then this was what was working for me. I called three old-timers, and I asked them, how would you do, if you sponsor this person, how would you do here? And they told me how they would do it. And then I realized every time I have something new or something where I don't know how to do, I reach out and I ask them. And then I ask the same questions. And then I know how what to do. And this is really a great way to learn the sponsorship. Thank you for me.
Anya or Lena, do you want to comment anything on that? Say your opinion.
Well, I just want to say that thanks for the sharing. And yeah, I just think it's so very important to be equals and to give space to your sponsees and letting them know that they're okay no matter what. That's what helped me through some tough times, to just be able to make my own mistakes and know when it's a mistake, because I know inside of me when I'm on the wrong path. I can feel the disease taking over. So, and I think that's really important, a part of recovery, to learn to make mistakes and know that, okay, if I turn this way, this is where my disease is, so I have to go the other way. And you only learn that by doing mistakes and hitting bottoms and all that. So therefore, I think it's so important to give room for that and to encourage your sponsees to do it and try it out. Because for me, I'm in the program to learn to live my life in recovery. And I can do it easily from the couch where I don't meet anybody or talk to anybody or do anything. But it's when I go out in life and make mistakes that I learn. So mistakes is very, very important. And to be equals and encourage each other. Yeah, thank you.
Lena, anything to add?
Yeah, I would agree that it's important to talk about the feelings that comes up during the step work. Share it because in long-term relationships there is such thing that anger or something is annoying. So just to share those things and it strengthens that relationship.
Thank you. Next one is Matt.
Yes.
Hello, Matt.
Good morning, good afternoon. I'm Matt from Wisconsin. I have a question. So once in a while, I come across a beginner that is really in that false self, the unfeeling self. So they really have a problem with identifying feelings. So lately, because it's been a while now, is now when I meet the unfeeling beginner, I'm more gentle, and I want to know what your approaches are to when you're asking someone about feelings and all of a sudden they start to break down and start to feel bad about themselves, and you pull back and you just say it's okay to just name things right now, just talk about events in your past or your present, and not necessarily do you have to go into feelings right now? Well, what is your take?
Did I understand
the, Anya Maria, yeah.
Yeah, did I understand the question right, that it was about how to meet people when they get into their feelings?
It is when they shut down and they're literally like going to isolate. So they're going to go to isolation because they're so self-critical of not being able to have an emotional education.
Okay. Then I get it. I haven't had anyone in that situation. But my thought is that it's about still being there, like still keep in touch in some way, and not be the parent that leaves, like our real parent wasn't there for us. So it's not about saving, it's about being there as a other human being, sending a text message, asking to come to a meeting together, something that helps them see that they're not alone and that the isolation is a choice they've made by themselves. It's not the world that has isolated them. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it was a really good question. When my sponsees, when they don't call me, I've changed the way of sponsoring. They don't call me, I call them. And my experience is when I do that, they say, oh, I'm glad you called. I didn't call you because, and then things mess up. And then I have another thing, I call them. And then I suggest we go for a walk or we go to a meeting. When they isolate, they often don't go to meetings. So I said, okay, I can pick you up and we can go to the same meeting I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. Julia.
Hello, I'm Julia from Romania, ACA. I'm not a sponsor yet, but I identified with Lina's story, and I want, if you can, to leave some email address or something. Maybe I will contact you. I have done ACA a little, but I found out that I am better one-on-one than in a group meeting step session. So, thank you for helping.
Thank you, Julia. And as I said, I will put up a list with available sponsors soon on the chat.
Okay, thank you.
Shervis. And I could give you my email, so I'll write you.
You also, Lina?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Sophie, yes. Yeah. Welcome.
Hi there. I don't know if this is an obvious question, but I have started step one with a fellow traveler. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it effective to, having started, I'm like only on kind of question 11 of step one, I guess there's a part question in this as well, which is I was through hearing from other ACA adult children that there were, maybe this is just in England, that there really aren't that many sponsors available. And so being on this call, it's like, oh, there are sponsors and they exist. So if I was able to work with the sponsor, does it work to have a fellow traveler and a sponsor together, even if I've started my journey just in the last kind of 3 weeks? That's my question. So are there available sponsors, and could I now introduce a sponsor alongside my fellow traveler? Maybe that's better put.
Yeah, I would like to answer. I've never tried it, but if you ask me, I would say yes, definitely yes, get a sponsor. I think the UK is a huge country, so there must be a lot of sponsors there. Just go for it. Look for them. Yeah, thank you.
And I would like to add, I say as Victor, I say yes, you can. I haven't tried it, but I think you can have fellow traveler and sponsor at the same time. And you can have a sponsor on a distance. I have a friend who lives in Sweden and has a sponsor in the US. So you can sponsor on distance through Zoom or Messenger or whatever, FaceTime. So don't be feel locked to having your sponsor on where you live. There are other options too. Thank you.
I would also Go, Victor.
Okay. I have a little tip. I don't know how you do it in the UK. I have two home groups, and in the manual, the meeting manual, in the end, we ask, are there any sponsors available? And please raise the hand. And are there any sponsors available who can provide a sponsor contact either to a man or a woman? So a man can help a woman and a woman can help a man. I have actually helped more women finding a female sponsor than I have sponsored myself. And in my other home group, we have taken it a step further. And we also ask, are there any sponsors available for those sponsors seeking a sponsee? And I would suggest that you suggest that to your home group and pass it on. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Any last word from Anya Marie? Anya Marie or Lina, otherwise we will go to the end of the meeting.
Lydia. Would you like to start, Lydia?
I just would like to add for for the question about sponsors, but I'm sure that you can also go into the website, the ACA website, and look for online meetings in the UK, and through that maybe find sponsors in the UK. During Corona pandemic, there's been more meetings everywhere than normal, so maybe that is a way to find it as well.
Any last words from Anya, Marie, or Lena?
Yeah, well, I would like to also comment on the last questions. In my opinion, I need to keep it simple. So I only have a sponsor. I don't also have a fellow traveler because I know my disease, and one of the things my disease does is confusing me. So I need to keep it as simple as possible and work my steps with my sponsor. I could have a fellow traveler, but then I wouldn't work the steps with the fellow traveler also, because then it's two different processes and that would get confusing and be mixed up. And so, yeah, I would keep it simple and do the steps with my sponsor. So, and I think there are sponsors out there. It's just maybe they're hard to find, but I think they're out there and I hope they're out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for commenting. And part of me feels like it's a desert in the UK. So I want to say, can you, any four of you, be my sponsor, please? Can I leave my number?
We will put up the list in the chat, and you have to contact them later. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I just have a short comment here.
So very short, Victor.
Okay, sure. Sophie, it's a tip. If you ask a sponsor, and she says no, then ask, do you have any sponsees who are ready to be a sponsor? When I did that, the sponsor says, oh, yes, I can help you. I have two sponsors. They're ready in 2 months' time. Just go for it. Just go for it.
Thank you. Lydia, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Yes, thanks. Yeah, we're running out of time, so it's time to round it off. I'd like to thank all the speakers and also everybody that shared and participated in this virtual event to make it happen. On the website, on acawsoec.org, there will be a link for the MP3 recording of the meeting. I've asked Maria L. from Sweden to read the promises. Frederick, do we still have the time with that? We'll follow the... Yes. Maria L., do you want to read the promises?
Sorry, there is a confusion. There will be...
Giulia.
Giulia.
From Italy.
From Italy.
And okay.
And Monia.
Giulia. Okay. Giulia.
Wait, Giulia.
The promises. We will discover our real identities by loving and accepting ourselves. Two, our self-esteem will increase as we give ourselves approval on a daily basis. Fear of authorities, figures, and the need to people please will leave us. Four, our ability to share intimacy will grow inside us. Five, as we face our abandonment issue, we will be attracted by strength and become more tolerant of weaknesses. Six, we will enjoy feeling stable, peaceful, and financially secure. Seven, we will learn how to play and have fun in our lives. Eight, we will choose to love people who can love and be responsible for themselves. Nine, healthy boundaries and limits will become easier for us to set. 10, fear of failure and success will leave us as we intuitively make healthier choices. 11, with help from our ACA support group, we will slowly release our dysfunctional behaviors. 12, gradually, with our higher powers' help, we will learn to expect the best and get it. Thank you.
Thank you. We remind ourselves of the seventh tradition. Every ACA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. to make a Seventh Tradition contribution by using PayPal account, please visit the website that will be below in the chat window as well, acawsoec.org/donation. Thank you. Our next meeting is 5:45, so it's 5:45 CET, Central European Time, and that is a panel discussion about the European region with the possibility to ask questions afterwards. So please join me in closing this meeting with the ACA Serenity Prayer in the language that you prefer. Thank you, everybody. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you to Anya, Lena, Marie, Victor, and Lydia. Okay.